The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the action. Andy currently on the way up to Wetherby to see one of his recent acquisitions in the flesh. But he's given us a little bit of time and we are going to look ahead to this evening's Dundalk card with him. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex. Always got time for you, mate.
Oh, of course. I should hope so as well. How's things? All good?
Yeah, all good, yeah. Yeah, quite excited today, yeah. Nice horse that we bought at the sale. Now with John Quinn, Ruther Glen, for those that don't know. Runs in the 225 at Wetherby today, and I saw him score the other day. He went really well. Obviously, he's got to do it on the racetrack, but if he does, then ability-wise, he should be good enough to beat what's up against him today. Just to take it one step at a time. You know, we haven't got any massive big future plans. It's just, you know, as the football say, get one game out of the way and then we move on.
Yes. John Quinn's Ruther Glen running in the 2:30. Jason Maguire takes the ride and is currently available at 6-5 at the time of recording. That's at about 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So, yeah, best of luck to you with that, Andy. Hopefully, on the way back from Wetherby, you'll be tuning into William Hill Radio. And you'll be able to hear yourself picking out a few winners, hopefully, in some sort of strange looking ahead, looking back kind of scenario. It's a steady Dundalk card this evening, isn't it?
Yeah, nice to see that Dundalk now have put on two cards in a week, which we've been clamouring for the last year or two. And, you know, we're getting decent fields and the same horses running week in, week out. And the times are beginning to, you know, steady down a little bit. I found it really tough going in the first couple of weeks. But the last few weeks, you know, that we've picked up. And hopefully tonight we can get a hedge in front again, which is what we want.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, then we'll kick things off with the 5:45. It's a handicap over 5 furlongs. Speed, the name of the game here, Andy. And the favourite at the time of recording is Majestic Timeline, who's, well, she's very, very consistent. She likes it here. Johnny Murta's booked. What's not to like?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a race where you can't make massive cases out for too many. These kind of low-grade sprint handicappers aren't the most consistent, but at least she's shown a little bit more willingness than most. She managed to beat a horse I tipped against the last time out. Stab a Companion actually called times in on a Tefka and the pair were well clear. Adrian Joyce, that's probably the first time he's ever had a 1-2 in his life. And yeah, they obviously signalling their intent again tonight with Johnny Murta riding. She usually breaks cleanly and races up with the speed, and that's what you need over 5 furlongs at Dundalk. Dangers, well, you'd have to say that Sylvan Mist would be a little bit of a concern if you fancy the short price favourite. If she's fit enough to do herself justice after a bit of a layoff, she's also got some good form here at Dundalk, and obviously Edward Lynham's team always have to be feared here with Fergal Inch on board. And the other interesting one would be the top one here, Grey Danube, a big class dropper. This horse ran in a 0-97 last time. I did have very little chance from the draw of being involved in that race that was won by English Deer, but the speed figure suggests that anything that took part in that race is worthy of respect. And it's got plenty of form here at Dundalk, and it's got the blinkers on for the first time. So if anyone's looking for one at a big price to certainly outrun its odds, I suspect that Grey Daniel would be the one. But you'd have to go with Majestic Timeline whilst he's in good form.
OK, then Majestic Timeline, the pick there in the opener. Second race on the card is the 6:15. It's a maiden over 6 furlongs. Interesting little race, this. We've got Elusive Ice pretty well clear at the head of affairs. Certainly brings the best form to the table, you'd suggest, but is returning from, well, pretty much a year off. Mayanya Return Wasn't expected to run very well on her debut, but she did, and she'll probably give Elise Vice the most to think about here.
Yeah, it's quite a choppy one for punters, this, because we know that Elise Vice certainly sets the standard required to win a race like this, but she's been off the track for over a year now. Queen of the Sand was a horse that beat her on her debut, and Queen of the Sand is gone on to make into a useful handicap, a rated 83. So if we should say that Elusive Ice is at least a 75-plus horse, she may have a bit in hand over this field, who are largely disappointing. As you mentioned, the horse that ran here late on in October may only return. She chased a horse called Salvada. Now, that fall wouldn't be up to much. Salvada got a really easy lead that night, and subsequent performances of Charles Burns' Charge and the likes of Fitcher and the Brought for a Song wouldn't exactly make you rushing down to the bookmakers' counter to back the source, even though, you know, it's drawn stall one and Fran Berry's on board. So I'd probably be looking for a little bit of each-way thievery here. And I'd probably go with the top one, Cotterill, if we can get sort of 4-1 above. I haven't seen the prices this morning for William Hill, but I'd imagine it'd be about that price. Fairly consistent horse, if slightly frustrating, Kevin Prendergast gelding. But it was actually come here off the back of probably one of its best ever runs on the figures, when fourth in a red-hot handicap won by Rummaging on the 13th of November. Now, podcasters will know, and regular listeners to William Hill Radio know, that the regard that I hold Mickey Halford's Rummaging, and of course our horse won for us and landed the nap last Friday, and our Queen of the Sand was in that race to Carter Blue. Now, these are really good handicappers. You're looking at 80-plus horses here. So for Cotterill to lock horns with those kind of animals and only get beat a length of three quarters suggests that he's certainly going to be running well here. He drops back to a trip that he's been quite competitive over in the past. And I think Cotterill should be there or thereabouts here. So each way, Cotterill in that trappy-looking 6.45.
OK, then, Kevin Prendergast, Cotterill, the pick there in the 6.15. At the time recording, available at 5-1. So sound enough each way poke there, isn't it?
Very, very sound, yeah. You could put that in some HY doubles there tonight. I'm sure that'll be in the frame.
OK, then. The third race on the Dundalk card is another maiden, this time over 7 furlongs. And a pretty warm order this morning is Billy McCreary's Screenshot here, Andy.
Yeah, running a Leopardstown maiden last time out behind a horse of Aidan O'Brien's that absolutely jumped out of the ground to win. But I didn't think much of that race, to be honest. I thought the winner was OK. Son of Montjeu did well on debut, but Screenshot certainly had every chance, had the hood on for the first time, made the run in and got swallowed up by the winner in the end. But they did finish in a bit of a bunch. It was sort of like a bit of a wild finish, and there's nothing come out of that race to suggest we should be getting too excited about the form. And albeit this is quite a weak affair, you know, this horse has been put in a little bit too short for my liking. And again, another race I'd probably want to be playing each way. And I quite like the run of Edward Lyons, Not Your Call, gelded by Balmont, well bred for the dirt. Made a good start to its career here at Dundalk when finishing fourth in a race that was won by Edward Lynham's Lady Meagher, Stable Companion. And this one shaped as though it did certainly need the run. In the first time, Hood was out the back door, looking as though it was going nowhere quickly, but then stayed on quite eye-catching in the lane without being unduly punished. Sure to benefit from that run. Up in trip should suit. I think it'll probably turn the form around with Kamikaze from the Mickey Halford stable. And if that's the case, then I'd expect Not Your Call to certainly be in amongst it here tonight. And again, similar to Cotterill, a sound each-way investment in that 6.45.
OK, then. The fourth race on the card is the 7.15. It is a race over a mile. We've talked about Queen of the Sand quite a lot already on this podcast, and she represents Girl Lions here. But this race reads like a who's who of Dundalk winners, doesn't it, Andy?
It does, yeah. Quite a difficult race for punters to get their head round. Only 7 runners as well, which is a little bit of a shame. You'd want to be going each way, really, when you've got such a complex affair. But I'll stick with Queen of the Sand. She's a filly I quite like. She did a good number 2 starts ago when she beat Sassaway and Fulminata quite readily. She went on strongly at the line, and I thought things didn't quite pan out for her here last time out in an 8-runner race, won by Rummaging, that same Mickey Halford horse, which has been mentioned in several previews tonight. But he's a fair guide to form here at Dundalk at the moment, and I thought this filly by Footsteps in the Standard quite well to finish only 2 next behind Mickey Halford's Charge. Certainly would have gone a lot closer as well had she got a clear run. And I've got a feeling this step up to a mile or suit as well. Certainly her run style suggests that. Sometimes she takes quite a while in the lane to get going, and it's only late on that she actually gets into top gear. So with a mile to run over tonight, I'd expect Queen of the Sun to go very close. Danger look to be his arm music from the Pat Flynn stable, and good old Iron Major, who never seems to run a bad race here at Dundalk. He's a bit of a tricky customer, though, Iron Major, and sometimes a small field tactical event wouldn't necessarily suit him, but he has got Johnny Murta on board to offset that slight negative. So a little bit of a tricky one here for punters, but hopefully Queen of the Sand will run another good solid race.
Okay then, Queen of the Sand, the pick there in the 7.15. The 7.45 is next up. That's a handicap over a mile. And Peter Casey's Rose Angel comes here seeking the hat-trick. Man of the moment, Tom Madden on board. But won't have it all her own way. Doc Holliday also come in here looking for the hat-trick. Doc Holliday quite significantly higher in the weights, though. Are they the two to focus on here?
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah, I've also got a bit of time for Rose Angel. I've managed to select this horse on its last two starts, and also Tom Madden as well. Hopefully one or two podcasters and punters alike are now homing in on this lad's talents. He hasn't ridden the numerical winners yet that I thought he might, but he certainly showed a good prowess in the saddle. And it's a good move here by Peter Casey. He's recognised that we've got a good £10 claimer here we can use. It's full value for that 10, and he gets his horse now down to the kind of mark that she's already been winning off. So, you know, she certainly should be there or thereabouts. Her speed figures are very good. Her last two numbers on my sheet are 77-78, which puts her top. She's got a good draw, as we said. She's got a good lad on board. Trip, not a problem. And while she's in good form, I think we should stick with her. Have a Nice Day, who was runner-up to this horse last time out, landed the Nat for Podcasters last time out. So every which way you look, Rose Angel's got to go close. And obviously, you've already highlighted the danger. Doc Holliday, who comes here off the back of a couple of wins like my selection. Also ridden by a very good lad as well, Robert Downey, who rides quite well for an Edward Lyneham. And he rode well this horse well last week. Looked like getting swallowed up, actually, last week, Doc Holliday, but did rally to the cause when Fleet Captain went by it. So she showed good tenacity as well as a little bit of quality as well. So I presume the market will be centred around these two, but I'll stick with Rose Angel.
OK, then, Rose Angel, the pick there in the 7.45. Race number six on the card is the 8.15. It is Division 1 of a handicap over a mile and 2.5 furlongs. And Hello Humphrey comes here off top weight, although, as you mentioned, the claim of Robert Downey there, that does negate that somewhat. And Peter Casey could be on for a nice little double here with Hello Humphrey. At the time of recording, the main market danger is I was going to say beautifully named. I'm not sure many commentators will agree with me. Wagadoo Gachuchu. What are we going to go for here, Andy?
I'm going to go against both of those two horses, largely because I don't think the form amounts to too much, particularly Hello Humphrey's race. That was a bit of a slow plodder's finish in the latter stages. And the fact that horses like Golden Heights and Olivia were second and fifth respectively certainly lends me to believe that form isn't that great. So I'm going to go with Grandma Dotty, a filly by Hurricane Run, just had the three runs on the all-weather. And he's gradually progressing in my book, and ran her best race last time out, went fourth behind Home Secretary, who would be a cut above this lot. Garvin Donnelly's charges often run well here at Dundalk, and the fact that Gunshoot and Ned's Indian, horses that run this track really well, were second and third respectively, indicates to me that form is certainly worth following. Speed figure wise, she comes out well on the numbers. Obviously she hasn't gone up in the weights, which is handy, and I like the way her career chart's progressing. So Grandma Dotty each way in the 8.15.
Okay then, the 8.45 is the penultimate race on the card. It's Division 2 of the same handicap over a mile and 2.5 furlongs. The interesting runner here is Alpha and Omega, who has been in great form over hurdles recently. Is rated 117 in that sphere. Runs today off just 47. Is this a good thing?
Yeah, it looks a good thing. Napping an eye here, Alpha Omega. I mean, you look at this form, you think, what on earth are we doing napping this horse? 23 runs on the flat, no wins, 4 runs on the all-weather, not even one place. We've lost our marbles, but as you quite rightly pointed out, he's been in fantastic form over hurdles of late. And if he transfers that ability, which he's shown in recent times, back to the all-weather, then he should make mincemeat of tonight's rivals. He's managed to win a couple of starts in good company as well. And although the wheel slightly came off last time out, that was in a very good race at Punchestown. It's won by a very well-handicapped horse of William Mullins's called City Slicker, who's rated 119, or certainly was going into that race, but looks a cut above that kind of handicap grade. Now, I did the sectional times for that race. not only was City Slicker the quickest overall time on the card, he actually ran the last circuit 3 seconds better than his stable companion Hurricane Fly, who won the Morgiana hurdle on that card. So I think we're dealing with a decent bit of form there, that 0-137 handicap. So I want to be following pretty much everything that ran in that race. And Alfa and Omega certainly run probably its career best, even though it finished fourth. So he comes in here in the form of his life, and off a mark of 47, he looks an absolute shoo-in. So 8:45, Alfa and Omega, nap of the night.
Okay, then, the final race that we'll look at is the 9:15. It is a handicap over a mile and a half. And it's a pretty nice race this, Andy. Quite a few horses arrive here with a win last time under their belts. Which one should we focus on here?
Well, I like to go with the speed figures here when I've got a complex race like this. A lot of them have got similar kind of form in similar races, like the Street Party, Tim Joe, She's No Joke, Traveller's Tales, Cage Lightning, etc., etc. Have all either won or done similar circuit times. She's No Joke ran 2:03.8 the other day. Traveller's Tales, she won 2:03.7. Street Party 2:03.9. So as you can see, there's hardly anything between those kind of animals. But Revolution's the one I'm quite keen on here, filly by Dutch Art, changed by James Lann. Without the handicap in a much better race than this the other day, it was a 0-98 and certainly ran its best race on the numbers. It was fifth behind Sebuana, but that circuit was running in a really good time. And looking at Revolution circuit time, ran 2:02.1. So based on my figures, Revolution has got a little bit in hand over these tonight. It's got top weight for a reason. And I think it's been slightly overlooked here by the bookmakers. If it runs up to that same kind of form and the same figure it did at Dundalk over a mile and a half on the 15th of November, then she's certainly going to be there or thereabouts. So Revolution each way in the last.
Okay then, Revolution the pick there in the last. Certainly a bit of each way value there for fans of speed figures. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck today with everything, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, speak to you again on Friday for another Dundalk card.
Absolutely. Thanks, bud.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.